The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Achana for Tfilas, Yom Neroim, time. Shalom Avrocha. We're starting a new series of Shiurim. And today I'm putting it on this place, being contacted. The number that you have to press may change. We are preparing for Yom Neroim. And the Iker Avodah of Yom Neroim in general is Tefillah. As I mentioned before, Elul, as Ramazim, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramazim of Elul for Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah, Mavir, Mitzvah, Gzeira. These are the three things that can be Mavir, any Gzeira that Klal Yisrael has. We have to start a new year, and we want to hear of only Gzeira from Zoram Tzayim. Only good things for Klal Yisrael. Tefila, the Gemara brings a pasuk for two tefila stuck. When it brings a pasuk of tefila, it brings a pasuk that stresses a yichanu, the machmir themselves, they subjugate themselves to Kodesh Boku. Which the pasuk is telling us, and the Chazal is telling us, that the starting point of tefila is to subjugate oneself, to recognize that everything I have in my life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing is from myself. And it's a hard avodah because we don't live that way. We take most of the things we have for granted, and most of the things is because I did this and I did that, I deserve this, I deserve that. We don't realize how everything we have, starting from our bodies and the neshama, is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, we know that, but it's very hard to live that way because that's not the natural way we live. When a baby is born, he doesn't think, he's not capable of understanding that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he's involved in himself. The definition of himself by baby is his body. And to break out of that perception that myself is my body, myself is my emotions, that's what life is all about, dealing with my emotions and my body, and really perceiving myself as the Shema Kedosha that has a body and emotions that are at its disposal. That is a big avodah. The tefillah is the perfect way to do it because we're all talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So today, just the kitzur, we're making shorter shiurim now. I want to say a number one thing of hachanah is to give it time. Every tefillah, every bracha has to have a time. It sounds
Kol HaLashon.
Funny, but what do you mean? I thought it has time, but It's also making concerted efforts. For example, a person having a minion. It's a common thing, unfortunately, that people come late, even 1 minute late, or 2 minutes late, or 3 minutes late, whatever it is. But if you think of it, Shishin Pinkus said it so beautifully. If you'd have a meeting with a very important person, you wouldn't dare come even 1 minute late. It's insulting to the other person. I set aside time for you, and you're not even going out of your way to come on time. And that's something we have to think also. This is the most important meeting we have in the course of the day, meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, how important it is to give it time. It's all a matter of hergel, of getting used to things. Human nature is, if I come 2 minutes late, I'll come 2 minutes late for my entire life. And it can be changed. I could start coming 2 minutes early. But I have to get myself used to doing it. I have to break out of my day-to-day way of doing things and change. And we can do that. More than that, as far as we're talking about time, is time for every bracha we say in the course of the day. So much of the problems with the brachas is because we don't give it time. We're already running to do something else as we're saying the bracha. We're doing other things, we're saying the bracha. Could be mitzvah din, and may even be permitted certain things to walk while you're saying a bracha. But the ma'isa, really not giving it the time. After we finish eating, we have to realize it's just a matter of time. It's a matter of seconds. Say, Bona Foshas, Halamisya. After writing, something running to the next thing. After the bathroom, Ashayotza, before we start eating. And the whole thing adds up to a few minutes in the course of the day. It's an issue of mind frame. I'm going to give it that time. I'm going to make a change that I want to give my bracha time. Maybe too much for us to change our whole system. But if we get started in the Chodesh El, to take a few brachas a day, pay attention to which brachas are not getting the time. Like I said, the ones that have the biggest problems are the Asher Yotza, the bracha achrayna, after we finish eating something, and say, you know what, I'm talking for a second. I'm going to say it. Give it the time of the day. It means coming on time for davening. I'll give it the time as much as I can. It's a completely different experience with the time, without the time. Because without the time, it's just something that I'm trying to fit into my daily schedule. Whether it works, it doesn't. And with the time, it's something important. Something that I'm giving my most valuable thing. We know in America they say time is money. Rav Bell, the great Rosh Hashiva, when he came back from America, he said, "There was a beautiful statement in America. Time is money. What does that mean? The time is equal to the most valuable thing that one can think of. In America, the most valuable thing one can get to is money. But yes, we have much more than that. We have Ruchnis, Keshuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think of that. Time. I can use my time properly. And like we're saying, we're not talking about making major changes. Just giving it the time. If we could do that with a bracha to a day, the tefillah, that could be beautiful. Kabbalah for Chodesh Elul. Shalom v'racha."
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.